Welcome to News Spotlights. It's Monday, the 12th of February. We're standing up today.
Yeah, we're going to move around a bit as if it's a show.
I'm far away from the microphone.
I'm near to the microphone.
What's the news, Zina, on this fine, rainy, grey Monday?
Well, it's not so much news because there isn't any, but there is. I've got some issues I'd like to discuss.
Right, I know you've got some issues. I don't know if this is the place for it, but.
Well,
go ahead.
Euthanasia. I know we've discussed this before, but there's a girl.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Euther.
Euther who?
Euthanasia.
Oh. Kelly Taylor, 30-year-old woman, ill in hospital, in agony. She's saying, please kill me. Please kill me.
Or, what's wrong with her?
She's just terminally ill. And she's, they won't give her enough painkillers to ease the pain, because if they give her enough painkillers, it'll probably make her slip into a coma, which she wants.
She's saying, go on.
So she's saying, come on, just relieve my pain. I'm in agony here. Kill me. Do something.
It's a good case for euthanasia, I'd say.
Yeah.
There's no point in someone just lying there, not going to get better, but just being in enormous amount of pain.
Stop wasting nurses, stop wasting resources on people that just don't want to get better. I don't think some people try.
There's a picture here of Gordon Brown. It's quite like Frankenstein's monster.
It does, yeah.
There's the BAFTAs last night.
Mm-hmm.
Helen Mirren.
Oh, yeah.
She's the queen of the BAFTAs for her role as the queen.
Right.
She's looking very classy there in a sort of beige. Well, I say beige, it's more of a nice
gold,
iridescent goldy brown colour.
Yeah.
And a cream dress, looking absolutely gorgeous.
You wouldn't know, would you?
I wouldn't know. So she won that. Everything else was a bit boring, really. Casino Royale won Best Sound.
Oh, they must be delighted. Who else won something?
Oh, that's boring. Pirates of the Caribbean got Best Special Effects, which is good, because they did have good special effects. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Hudson got Best Supporting Actress. You saw Dreamgirls at the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a good decision?
Very good. I wouldn't have classed her as supporting actress, so.
Well, that's the interesting thing, because of Beyonce. Beyonce felt that she had to be the star of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's more, or they didn't want to upset anyone,
yeah,
so they didn't put her up for that.
But, yeah, Jennifer Hudson really was the star of the show.
David Cameron.
There's a young
David Cameron. He's at Oxford University there. He's not pictured at Eton, where he was once told off for smoking pot. That's just come out, and everyone's going, yes, so what?
He looks a bit like a younger Ali Jones.
So dark hair.
Yeah, less plump.
Basically, the interesting thing about him smoking pot at school is that everyone just goes, yeah, whatever, don't care. He was at school. He didn't know he was going to become leader of the Tory party when he was 15.
No.
Perhaps didn't think it would have an impact on his... probably wasn't intending on getting caught in the first place.
No.
It's kind of a rite of passage. I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Better than it's out in the open.
It was back in the 70s as well, wasn't it? Well, it's probably not actually that long ago, but it's good for you. And it's apparently a lot stronger than drugs that they sell.
No.
Skunk weed.
Skunk weed.
It's much stronger.
Lady! Don't ignore me, skunk weed!
That's actually not even Zina doing an impression. That was just, we opened the window briefly onto Camden High Street.
That's just some of the noises of the general hubbub.
Carry on, I'm just going to turn the phone off.
Turkeys.
Gobble, gobble.
Safe again.
Phew. You saw a turkey at the weekend, didn't you?
I saw a fantastic turkey at the weekend.
Did you eat it?
And I went right up to him. I didn't touch him. I'm more and more confused, though, about the kind of red neck stuff, because it looks like guts on the outside. I don't know what it is. If someone would like to explain to me, because I can't be bothered reading about it, someone would like to tell me what that's for.
Makes Scrim's your man, I suppose.
Scrim, he's quite good at explanations, isn't
he? Is, yeah.
He's obviously not got any work to do on it.
Talking of turkeys.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say he was a turkey.
Easter eggs. Have been recalled by Cadbury's because they found out they've got a little bit of nut in them, and if you've got a nut allergy, a deadly nut allergy, then avoid cavities. So they're being recalled, but just avoid it for now and wait. Maybe get one from Thornton's or Greener Box.
Get one that's out of date, because that won't kill you, but they're not well. Do you think?
Yeah.
Not too out of date, obviously. You know, don't nick one from a museum.
Oh, just wait, it's not Easter yet. Wait,
yeah, or just fucking
I'll tell you what, buy a bar of bloody chocolate, because if you want some chocolate, yes, Easter egg form is not the cheapest to get it.
It's not. Pound for pound, it's bad value. Would you accept therapy from a robot?
Yes, absolutely. I would trust a robot more than a person.
But how what if you suddenly found out the robot had been programmed by General Pinochet before he died?
I'd be surprised, because General Pinochet is quite old, and I imagine he'd not got much skill on the computer programming, but yeah. I bet if he could set his video, I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
But if he had a mobile phone, I'd be surprised.
You never know with these dead dictators.
You never know.
So you would...
I would have
Would you feel more comfortable opening up in front of a robot than a person?
I don't know.
Would you
I
feel
think
stupid?
I would feel stupid, but I have a bit of a fear of the idea of therapy in general, and I think maybe it'd be better in front of a robot, because the robot's going to go, ah, you cried.
Well, what about if the robot, you were just talking to the robot, and then there's like a wall with one of those double-sided mirrors, so the real therapist is on the other side typing in what the robot should say to you.
No.
Or when it should go, like, nod its head and go, yes. Yes.
Tell me about your mother.
I can see where you get that from.
Have you got a new top on?
No.
Where's that from?
Philadelphia.
Very fancy. Who did that used to belong to? It's General Pinochet.
I bought it for you, although it's got those holes in it now. I don't know if it was a mold.
Yeah, it seems to have gone a bit sort of...
holy.
Yeah. It was nice. You look a bit pregnant in it, though.
I'm not.
So, is there a robot that can do therapy on you?
Yes.
Oh.
There's a new robot that can do therapy on you. That's all I know. To be honest, all I read was robot therapist.
There's a fella, he's going across the Atlantic in what he's describing as a pedal boat, but which I would describe as a pedalo.
Ah!
So there's a fella going across the Atlantic in a pedalo.
Pull my finger.
I'm pulling your finger now, that didn't work.
No.
It doesn't say how long he thinks it's going to take him. I'd be interested to know. Quite a while.
The Atlantic.
Hmm.
Don't wanna be big.
It is big, yeah. Some squaddies have
been... These are strong legs. Ooh. I like a man with a strong leg.
Yeah, but his favourite mode of transport is a pedalo.
Well, pedalos are easier than rowing boats. Have you ever tried going up a river in a rowing boat?
Yeah, it's hard.
Really hard.
Punting.
Whereas pedalo, piece of piss.
Yeah, pedalo is easy.
Child can just do it.
Soldiers have been filmed on a mobile phone snorting coke. Do you think that's what most people use their phones for? Is for taking film of people, you know, they've got video phones, brilliant. I'll take some film of people snorting drugs.
Yeah.
Seems to be the main use of them.
Yeah.
That or happy slapping. Yeah. And I think that's out of mode now.
People are now having their facelifts lifted and lifted again.
Oh,
that's the new thing.
So they had it lifted and they've sort of aged another 10 years, it's gone a bit saggy.
Yeah.
Up again.
The
so
problem is your hairline,
it must look stupid.
Keeps going further and further back, so there's a lot of Krusty the Clown types wandering around.
I'll tell you who has had a couple of facelifts.
Go on.
Andy Zaltzman.
Has he? Oh yeah, he has got Krusty the Clown type hair, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, watch out for it.
Watch out.
Oh, and also eyebrows.
I'd say don't start. I would say don't start. If you are thinking about surgery, start off with just having a good skincare regime and eating well. Yeah. If that doesn't work.
Don't smoke, have plenty of water.
See, I think by the time we get to the age where facelifts are necessary, we'll be quite old and we won't be asked anymore.
No, I like to think not. I like to think,
I think that people look after themselves. Not, I mean, not better now, but I don't know. Maybe they do.
I think
they just use cold tar soap.
Yeah. Well, Joanna Lumley does, doesn't she? Like, she looks a bit of an old trollop now, to be honest. 10 years ago, she looked alright.
I can't believe it. David Arquette he's trying to set Jennifer Aniston up with a friend of his, because basically saying it's like being married to two women now, because she's always hanging around with him and Courtney Cox all the time, moping around being single. So he's trying to get rid of her basically so he can get his end away. That's what I've heard.
That's a bit of a shame.
Now, if you're over 35, you're more likely to have a stillborn baby. So,
well, we're only 28.
You're still only 28, yeah. So that's all right. Most people do like Mondays.
They're talking about it on the radio.
Yeah, it says people don't actually shit themselves on a Sunday night going, fuck, I've got to go to work tomorrow. They go, oh, brilliant, another new week. Another start.
I think it's because on a Monday there's always you feel a bit refreshed, there's plenty to do. It's when it gets to Tuesday when you run out of work for the week.
You basically just spend the rest of the week looking at holidays you can't afford.
Yeah.
That is depressing.
I know it's very old news now, but I know Nicole Smith, eh?
It is old news, but still sad. Apparently she was very depressed after the
death of her son
and birth of her daughter,
yeah,
which happened
and the death
2 days
of her
apart.
Husband.
Yeah, she's still not got over that. It was a shock because he was only 90.
Yeah.
Don't
and
know,
you look really well.
It's a shame, I think.
Apart from all the like head to toe and liver spots and whatnot, it is a shame. It is a shame.
How old was Marilyn Monroe when she died? Was she continuing her
She'd said to somebody only a week before, I'm going to die like Marilyn Monroe.
Just like Marilyn Monroe.
But, I don't know if Anna Nicole's going to be remembered in the same way.
Not in quite the same way, I'd imagine. Being the fact that she wasn't ever in any films.
No.
Not.
But she did have bigger tits.
She did have bigger tits. Liam Gallagher has been on a strict diet to say he looks youthful for the Brit Awards, which are happening on Wednesday. He says, I'm starving, I can't wait to get this over, then I can go back for full English. Now, this is Liam Gallagher.
I don't believe that for a second.
He's never been a looker, has he?
No.
So, I mean, not eating for a few days isn't going to... It's not going to sort his monobrow out. It's not going to sort his attitude out.
No, that's the main thing that he's sorting out. Oh, and he could smile himself up a bit, try standing up straight.
Stop saying he's going to take a stupid hat off.
Learn to enunciate.
You know, yeah, no, it's a makeover that he needs, not to starve himself.
It's elocution lessons he needs. Talking of that, there's a shortage of teachers.
Is there?
Mm.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Oh, where did you hear that?
I don't know, I just wrote it down here.
I read that there was extra teachers now, there's millions of them.
There's more teachers employed than ever, but...
Oh, right, I was going to say, there's 36,000 new teachers in the last decade.
Yeah, but it's just crowd control, isn't it?
It is just crowd
control. They might as well hire rock-steady security guards.
That would be good. Cheaper as well.
Possibly.
Well, maybe not.
I once applied for a job with them.
But you're so wee.
I know, I put lots of extra layers of clothes on, a massive coat, and a woolly hat, and went up for the interview, and they said, why do you think you'd be good for the job?
And I said, because
I'm hard. I didn't get the job.
Mm. A church school teacher is being investigated for the complaints about her erotic website. Her nickname is Vampyra. At school, and she has been working there for 3 years, but she also writes erotic fiction about vampires and shit in her spare time, and she's got a website, which is a bit rude. So it's an interesting thing about private life and professional life,
yeah,
you know.
As long as she teaches.
Well, apparently she's been bombarded with support via her website from pupils who have obviously just been looking at it. But, you know. She's not shoving it down anyone's throat.
No. Well, so long as she's not.
She's not. There's a big rabbit. It's 19 kilograms, bigger than a chihuahua. It does hang out with two chihuahuas, though.
Oh.
It hasn't eaten them yet.
Well, chihuahua can't be anywhere near 19 kilograms.
A mother has locked up her three daughters for 7 years. This is in Austria. Oh, no, is it in Austria? Yeah, it is in Austria. Austria's quite keen on locking up teenage girls in Austria.
What for? Just from general meanness.
I think so, yeah. It's like fairy tales.
Crikey. David Cameron?
What about him now? What's he done now?
Did we already discuss this 10 minutes ago? I've had
Yeah, we talked about him just smoking cannabis.
Temporary memory loss. Well, not only did he... I wasn't going to talk about the cannabis. There's another story about David Cameron, which is breaking the story.
Yeah, which you, I think he's making it up as we speak.
He's just had a number one. And he quite super said.
Oh, do you mean the haircut or a
yeah.
shit?
and a number two. He's had a number one and a number two, and he's feeling rejuvenated.
I thought he meant he had a shit. Which is number two is poo, number yeah. three is a wee. Number one is a wee.
Yeah.
I want to discuss Valentine's Day.
Go on.
Oh, shoddy. Shoddy, shoddy, shoddy. They've been basically every advert now in the papers. It's Valentine's themed, apart from this, which is Bachelor themed. So, sort of think, oh, you can get Barclay card. Why not use your Barclay card to buy someone some flowers for Valentine's Day?
That suggests to me, if you use a Barclay card to buy them, that you couldn't actually afford to buy them.
Someone's suggesting that you get The Last Kiss on DVD for someone's Valentine's Day present. Now, I haven't seen the film. I'm fairly sure it was about the end of a relationship and the man cheating on his girlfriend.
Right.
Perhaps not the best.
No, not The Last Kiss, not The First Kiss.
Not The First Kiss, yeah. There's another selection of DVDs that Virgin are suggesting you get. 10 Things I Hate About You, Sweet Home Alabama. Quite poor, Sweet Home Alabama. Shall We Dance, not seen that. It's got Jennifer Lopez in it, though, so fairly guaranteed to be ropey. Finding Neverland. Now, I have seen Finding Neverland. It's a good film. I wouldn't say it's necessarily that romantic, cause it's more about children.
We're talking about things.
Sit down. But if you haven't seen Finding Neverland and you're intending to watch it soon... Don't listen, but Kate Winslet dies in it, and it's really sad, and it's basically about her sons who get, and Peter's left an orphan, and then he cries, and it's absolutely devastating. Don't buy that for someone. Get them When Harry Met Sally.
No, but the idea is that they're all crying and upset, and then you give them a nice hug, and then that turns into a...
Well, they're suggesting at Virgin that you get The Lake House, The Notebook, Confetti or March of the Penguins for a Girl, The Da Vinci Code, Warrior King, District 13 or Walk the Line for a Boy.
I really love you. Here is The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, and Confetti. You don't buy that for anyone. So that's being, they're all being flogged. I've also had some emails through as viral marketing. One from Amazon. They're suggesting that what we'd like to get for our loved one for Christmas is maybe if it's a girl, some pots and pans or some Le Creuset. I mean, I'd quite like some Le Creuset,
but you don't want pink heart shaped Le Creuset.
You don't want pink heart shaped Le Creuset.
You want green or orange.
Mm. Or I'd like blue. But that's
blue.
Just me.
Yeah.
I want it round though. I don't want heart shape, but you can get a free heart shaped ramekin.
That was a note to our listeners. We want Le Creuset, Michelle wants blue, and I want green or orange.
If you're a man, you might like a razor.
to shave your
Or if you're a man or a woman, maybe a dinner set. That's what they're offering on Amazon. Other things on offer. Wagamama are offering to send a special Wagagram. Maybe rhyming I love you oodles with come and eat some noodles.
Can we have a cheap dinner and everyone can listen into our conversation?
Brilliant. Dorothy Perkins, they're suggesting that you might want to buy some pink underwear for £12 or a really nasty set of earrings and necklaces. I don't say how much that is, but I imagine.
Or some white boots from the 80s.
What other things?
I love you. Here is a pair of white plastic.
I mean, if you do want to get a DVD for your loved one, why not buy today's Daily Mail? You can get a copy of Sins 2 starring Joan Collins for free. They're now giving away tawdry sex comedies. Not even sex comedy, sex drama.
I would like something like, if I was going to be given a film, it would need to be something fun, like Carry On at MacGyver.
Carry On Loving. Perfect for Valentine's Day. Also very funny. Oh, it's one of the best ones. The coolest car in the world is the Ferrari Enzo, which costs £425,000.
Do you think it's cool?
Oh, I think it's a bit naff.
Yeah.
I am really into cars now, because I watched Top Gear again yesterday, and it was brilliant.
Yeah.
The three of them, they had a challenge. This whole programme was they had to go to America. They started off in Florida, and they all had to buy a car for less than $1,000.
Yeah.
And then they had to drive across America for a few days in the cars that they bought,
yeah,
and then do various challenges on the way. The best one was when they had to decorate each other's cars, in the way that's most likely to get them killed as they drove through Alabama. So you're going wrong with things
okay.
like... Basically, yeah, that was the most scary one. There's things like country and western music is shit. Vote Hillary, things like that. But yeah, one was saying man love rules. I think Little Dickie Hammond had to drive Man Love Rules. And yeah. they went to this garage in this place in Alabama. Late Dickie Hammond. And it's terribly sad they died since it happened. But you didn't get stoned to death in a garage in Alabama, which nearly did happen. Frightening. They were that angry about it, about them wanting Hillary Clinton to be president. Zayda needs to go to the toilet, so I'm going to keep her talking for a while.
Crazy. I've got some other news. Slough is having a makeover.
Excellent.
To get rid of the terrible image it's got from The Office.
And from being Slough.
And from being Slough. I went there... only a few weeks ago, and I was
the first time. Its reputation.
It does. It was an absolute concrete shithole. All there is there are lots of roads that are very difficult to cross, and a very giant Tesco that's very difficult to, well, it's very easy to get lost in, which I did get lost in.
And well, like a big Tesco,
with me. I did actually start to panic like a child. So I thought I'd be lost there forever.
Well, if you do get stuck for Valentine's Day, I just found another advert here. Network Rail are advertising 2 days till Christmas. Find something she'll love at your station, suggesting that you might want to buy something from a shop at a train station for the woman of your dreams.
Put some dead flowers.
Dead flowers, maybe an overpriced lime bar and
bottle
some
of water.
that costs £1.20.
Chat magazine, New Scientist. Unemployed, must learn English. Well, otherwise, you can fuck off back to your own country.
I mean, in a way, it sounds fairly fair.
Yeah, so they should at least try. I mean, it's not saying they have to be brilliant at it, they just need to make an effort.
Maybe so they'll be able to say, hey lady.
Hey lady,
skunkweed.
Skunkweed.
The verdict started last night. Trial. There's some people. Ingrid Tarrant's got quite. She was sat behind this fella, and they kept doing a shot of him, and you could just see her leathery cleavage behind her. It was quite unpleasant. Michael Portillo's nose has got too big now. Patsy Palmer.
Ingrid Tarrant does look like a turkey, doesn't she?
She does a bit. She's got that look. Honor Blackman, gorgeous. I tell you what, it's Totty Shop. Honor Blackman. Alex James. That's it. Portillo in his old days.
And Blackman, does she still dress like a slut, though?
A little bit, yes. Mm. She does dress like she's in that programme with one of the McGanns.
Yeah, oh, I loved that programme. What was it called? Dipper Hand.
Dipper Hand, that's it. Yeah, and he was the nanny, wasn't he?
Yeah, I loved that.
So I found the verdict quite interesting. Best one on the verdict, most gorgeous and best one, is, of course, Alex James from Blur, who is both wise and beautiful.
Good.
Is anyone who's not...
More wise and beautiful than Michael Portillo.
Just a little. Right, I think I've probably done that. Do you want to go to the toilet? I'm still standing up, Zina sat down, and we swapped places during the recording. I don't know if you could tell that.
The average wedding, how much do you think it costs?
Oh, loads. I'd say about £12,000.
No, £17,000. That's just the average.
Well, that means some people are paying more and some people are paying less. People who are paying more are idiots.
People are paying less.
Oh, dear,
well.
Yeah, don't
unless,
bother.
Unless they only
paid
a good quid. That's alright.
Cheaper. I mean, you've got to pay a bit for the function room paperwork.
Just go to the pub.
I mean, but when you get married, you have to go and get, you have to get married somewhere, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that doesn't cost very much.
I don't know, it's just your bands case, and your
in
registers.
In case the bands and were like a drug and...
How much was it?
100 quid.
Alright, thanks.
You might have been plus that.
Stop touching your bottom. Go to the toilet. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.